This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. I got good news and I got bad news about gas prices. The good news is the AAA says the national average price for a gallon is down. Bad news that it's down just a penny and a half, $4.94 a gallon today. And that goes a real long way to explaining all the White House attention on gas prices and to President Biden saying this yesterday.
To the companies running gas stations and setting those prices at the pump. This is a time of war, global peril, Ukraine. These are not normal times. Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you are paying for the product.
So does it really work like that? Marketplace's Kristen Schwab talks prices and the pump.
For starters, that Shell or Mobil gas station you drive by isn't actually owned by Shell or Mobil. They're not even franchises. They're owned by individuals who pay oil companies to use their name. Jeff Leonard is with the National Association of Convenience Stores.
It's a one-store operator that has a brand of liquid that that person sells.
And these business owners are the ones who set the price you see when you drive by. Lots of power for a local entrepreneur, sort of. Not exactly.
There's really not much that a retailer can do to move the price of gas.
He says gas station owners set prices based on what they'll pay for their next shipment. Deliveries happen anywhere from multiple times a day to every 3 days, depending on the station. Then the owners add a markup of about 30 cents a gallon. After operating costs, Leonard says the average gas station makes about 10 cents per gallon in profits.
Fuel's a traffic driver. It gets people to the pump.
It's often said that they make more money selling coffee than they do gasoline.
Dean Foreman is an economist at the American Petroleum Institute. He says gas stations are really retailers, selling you a soda, a lottery ticket, or a car wash. For some businesses, gas actually loses money. Think chain grocery stores and warehouse clubs that might sell gas at a lower price than their competitors.
The more things you sell, the less important gasoline is to your viability as a business.
The sellers who might have a little wiggle room to make extra money are stations in rural areas or right off highways. Hugh Daigle, a professor of petroleum engineering at the University of Texas at Austin, says these owners face less competition, so they can up the price. But it's not all going into their pockets.
Because the distribution and transportation costs, might be quite expensive.
He says ultimately, what's really driving the cost of gas is the price of oil and our limited capacity right now to refine it. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.